This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry. Thanks so much for listening. Among the fallout from the firing of former FBI Director James Comey are calls for some form of independent investigation into the circumstances of Comey's dismissal and of alleged ties between Donald Trump and Russia. It's all grown louder.
We need to have a special prosecutor to look into all of these ties. That is why we have to figure out what has happened here. And I believe we should also have an independent commission.
That's Democratic Senator Amy Klobuchar speaking yesterday. And here's a contrarian White House Deputy Press Secretary, Sarah Huckabee Sanders.
We don't think it's necessary. You've got a House committee, a Senate committee, and the Department of Justice all working on this.
And here's Rod Rosenstein, the Deputy Attorney General who wrote the memo that brought down Comey, who said during his confirmation hearings in early March that he was willing to consider a special counsel in certain scenarios.
I'm willing to appoint a special counsel, Senator, whenever I determine that it's appropriate based upon the policies and procedures of the Justice Department.
Of course, Congress will decide, and we welcome Senator Kirsten Gillibrand of New York back to The Takeaway. Senator, welcome.
Thank you. Hi, how are you?
Great. Comment on your colleague, Senator Klobuchar, who says we need a commission or an independent counsel here. What do you think?
I agree with her. I think we need an independent special counsel now. I think it's important that we have this special prosecutor to do a in-depth, independent investigation. I think the American people don't have faith in the process, given that President Trump just fired our FBI director. I also think a special commission is also something that makes a lot of sense. The 9/11 commission did an in-depth investigation. It takes many years to do that, so I think you should have both.
Although this doesn't have the severity of 9/11, do you think?
I think this is a very serious issue that could have those similar implications. It's not a terrorist issue, but it's one that could have constitutional implications. And so I think the investigation must be done. It's really outside the norm for President Trump to have fired the FBI director when there's an ongoing investigation into his campaign and colleagues. I think it's something certainly that I've never seen done and is really undermining people's confidence that justice will be done in this case.
You're certainly right that it's unusual to fire an FBI director. But in this particular case, Trump does have a point that Democrats and Republicans were reviling him for various reasons right up until the dismissal.
Well, I think people would understand this action if he did it 3 months ago. But given that he praised the investigation of Hillary as a candidate and up until he became president, it's very bizarre that now 3 months later, when he's asking for more resources, when Commissioner Comey is actually asking for more resources to do his job in the investigation, for him to be fired now, it just smacks of not only insincerity, but that his stated rationale is not accurate.
Do you expect him to appoint someone who will be a Trump yes man in the case of the Russia investigations? Don't we have confidence, given the Senate's ability to confirm such a nominee, that we will have someone who will do exactly what you say?
Well, so far, I have not had great confidence in the people President Trump has appointed, and very few have I even voted for. I have not seen independence in his cabinet. And I have not seen independence in the people around him. So I don't have a lot of faith that he'll appoint somebody independent.
Who would you suggest?
I don't think we're in a position now to decide who should be the next FBI director. I think we should be talking about having a special prosecutor.
Who should do that job then?
Well, we can look at who's appropriate and considered independent. And I'm sure there'll be a parlor game around Washington to do that. But I think this president needs to commit to hiring a special prosecutor to do the job. I voted specifically against Rod Rosenstein because he wouldn't say that he would name an independent prosecutor to do this job. And so I think what the president needs to do is show leadership and call for an independent prosecutor.
You would say independent prosecutor more than an independent commission?
I think the prosecutor is urgent and necessary now because there was an ongoing investigation into at least three of President Trump's campaign workers, the head of the campaign and two other senior advisors in the campaign. And so that investigation needs to be completed now. A commission is going to take 2 or 3 years. They're very, very in-depth, very long-standing commissions that take time. So I think you need a prosecutor. And if you want to do a longer-term review, you should do it as well. I think having another country hack our election is so serious, and we need to get to the bottom of it before the next election in 18. And so that investigation needs to be completed now, and we need to be able to hold Russia accountable.
But that investigation still is going on within the FBI. Everyone says that.
Well, we hope. Certainly several people have said this has such a chilling effect, and that certain individuals have said that this is something that was sending a message to people at the FBI that you better be careful. And I think that's hugely problematic.
You mentioned the selection of a special prosecutor or the selection of new personnel here that would satisfy precisely these serious concerns that you've raised would be something of a parlor game in Washington. And I think a lot of Americans go, yeah, could we get around to doing the tax cut? Could we get around to doing health care? Could we stop the parlor games now?
This investigation is not a parlor game. This investigation is the most serious allegation about an administration who's trying to be above the law and subvert justice because it's being investigated. It is a serious issue that should not be demeaned or reduced to a joke. This is something that is really important, and I think the American people should stand up, demand action, demand a special prosecutor, and not give up about this, because this is something that is reminiscent of earlier times when presidents believed they're above the law. No president is above the law.
Kirsten Gillibrand is the U.S. Senator from the state of New York. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Geoffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at the New Yorker. So join us every week on the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.